What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer On Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through July 31st.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms
and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Yaxani Orakim. Yaxani is a retired professional bodybuilder who has won titles throughout her career, including being a 5-time Miss International winner, 2-time GNC Show of Strength winner, and also winner of the 2005 Miss Olympia. She is currently the co-owner of Rip Gym in Miami, Florida, where she serves as a personal trainer and coaches fitness nutrition. On the program, we discuss her upbringing in Venezuela, also introduction to bodybuilding. Also, we talk about her winning the 2005 Miss Olympia and much more. Yaxani is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I feel very great. I feel happy. I did my whole career. This was my 15th Olympia, and I think it's enough now. It's time to leave the door open for the new generation, and I think I did my work very well. I coming back because they put back the Olympia on stage, because 3 years ago I decided to retire. And then, so I get the races and finish again in Miss Olympia, and that's it. And right now, I'm going to dedicate my time to my gym. I have a gym in Miami, a Midtown Miami, Rip Gym. So I'm on there for the gym for 5 years, so I'm going to put my all time right now on the gym.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Muscle Sport TV, and that's Yaxani Orekin announcing her retirement after the 2020 Miss Olympia. And as you heard in the soundbite, she said that she's going to pass the torch on to the next athletes that are coming behind her, and also she's going to focus more on her gym. And certainly she's had a storied career. We're going to talk to her more about her storied career and what she's currently doing. Let's welcome her to the program. She is the winner of the 2005 Miss Olympia, and also she's won countless awards throughout her bodybuilding career. Let's welcome her to the program, Yaxani Orekin. Hello, Yaxani. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's start off from the beginning. You grew up in South America. You grew up in Venezuela, to be exact. And I want to ask you, what was your upbringing like growing up in Venezuela?
I started in Venezuela as a model. And then I did a model career for almost 3 or 4 years. And then I decided to start in the gym and working out. So then when I start to see my muscles coming up, so I decided to do a bodybuilding. It was in 189, something like that. So I started almost 30 years ago.
Okay, awesome. Well, certainly you had a definitely decorated career, and so you had humble beginnings in Venezuela. And I was going to segue into what I want to ask you about next is bodybuilding. What was your introduction like to bodybuilding? Did you happen to read a magazine, or did you happen to see a movie, or was it something that happened? How were you introduced to the sport?
No, it was my ex-husband when I was 19 years old. He was my boyfriend, and he's a bodybuilder. He was a bodybuilder, so I started with him, and he pushed me to working out hard and, you know, to do a bodybuilding, and that's the reason that I started at that time. And I started to compete in as an amateur in 1990.
Okay, awesome. So with your ex-husband at the time, he was competing and you picked up on it. And as you stated in the beginning, you saw the development and how everything was coming into place. When was the moment when you knew, like, I could make this a career? Like, what was the moment or the contest where you were like, I think I can do this full time. I could make this out of a career and, like, really be in this for the long haul.
Yes, when I went to classify for the Central American Championship in Puerto Rico, and that was my first time that I go out of my country to compete in. And then at that day in 1993, I got my pro card. And after I got my pro card, I was competing almost like four times, and I got my pro card. And the judges and everybody told me, like, Jackseni have a good future, and she have a really good symmetry, so you have to keep it up. And then after that, I never retired, so I always competing every year. And then I decided to move to the United States because in Venezuela I couldn't compete anymore because I was professional already. So I came to United States for competition.
All right, awesome. And definitely, as you said, you couldn't compete anymore in Venezuela, and definitely you became a pro and you stepped your game up to the next level. And coming to the United States, you really, it went to a whole nother level. And I just want to get to now about training for competitions. My first question is, how often did you train for competitions? How many hours and days a week did you devote to training when you were getting ready for competitions?
Well, when I was competing, I trained like 2 hours a day, like 1 hour and 1 hour and 15 minutes of weightlifting, and the rest cardio and stretching every, like, six times a week for that time, for many, many years. And then when I got developed my muscle in a good condition, I started to train it like just 1 hour and a half every, you know, Monday, usually Monday to Saturday, one muscle per day plus cardio.
I want to stay just with the training for a moment. We know that bodybuilding is a sport that's built on strength. However, you mentioned that you devoted time to cardio. I want to ask you, what does cardio have to do with bodybuilding? Is it related to, like, in terms of doing a routine or maybe the posing part? Like, what does cardio fit into the whole scheme of things with bodybuilding?
No, the cardio is just to try to get more lean. Even when you gain weight, when you gain muscle, you always try to do some cardio just to keep your body lean of the body fat. That's the only reason to do cardio. So I usually do my workout, weight, and then when I finish, I do my cardio. It made me to relax and then pull out the water and some extra fat and that. So I do that every day at that time. You know, long times ago, everybody do a lot of cardio. Now, so we recommend, like, we don't have to do too much cardio now. It's not necessary if you do, like, a really good diet, but you don't have to do, like, extreme hours of cardio.
How would you normally do cardio? Would you do intense workouts on the treadmill? Would it involve maybe light jog or running? How would you get in your cardio?
Usually my cardio was in the treadmill and Stairmaster. It's the same. I never run, so always the same. Like 30 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes cardio, and the same level. I never do like a hardcore cardio, because I don't wanna try to lose any muscle. So I only do my cardio just to keep lean my body.
All right, and then you talked about how often you trained when you were in competitions, and you said you devoted 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Well, how often do you train now? Do you still train 6 days a week?
No, right now I do only like five times, sometimes four. Sometimes one day on, one day off, something like that, because right now I'm trying to maintain my body, and I don't look for more muscle, and just to keep my body lean and shape and condition. So I train like it four times, sometimes five times, something like that.
Okay, and then, of course, during your time, well, even now that you still train and you maintain your shape, I wanted to ask you, what are your favorite body parts to train?
Always is my legs and my back. I put a lot of attention on my legs all the time. I never miss one workout for legs, and I never miss one workout for back. So I always put a lot of attention on that because it's a big muscle, and if that muscle is very important to show on stage your symmetry and everything. So still, I do always legs one time a week, back one time a week. As a bodybuilding, sometimes you don't even have preference for any muscles. It's just because you have to work the every single muscle in the same level.
Okay, awesome. And then I just want to ask you, Nana, what are your least favorite body parts to train?
Legs.
Okay, so you said legs and back are your favorite, but your legs are also your least favorite. Okay, fair enough.
You know what? Because I always in my mind, I think I have skinny legs. So I don't like to do legs, but I know I have to do legs. And then after many years, so I start to love to do legs, something like that.
How many hours did you tend to train in your legs? You mentioned you said that you have skinny legs. So I want to know how many hours did you devote during your time of competing that you paid attention to your legs?
Just like 1 hour and a half. 1 hour and a half is I do sometimes twice a week at that time. So right now I do only one time a week legs.
Okay, cool. Now, I know, Yaksani, I've talked to a lot of bodybuilders or people in the fitness industry since I've been doing the podcast, and they always tell me that a big part of what you did and what you currently still do is the diet. And I want to ask you, what did your diet consist of during your time competing?
For competition, I usually eat seven times a day, every 3 hours. Usually it's egg white, oatmeal, chicken, turkey, a lot of fish, red meat every night, and a lot of veggies. And for carbohydrate, I usually got rice, oatmeal, and sweet potato. And that's every day I eat the same. I don't even think about it, what I have to eat. It's the same. When I wake up, my oatmeal with the egg white, and then 3 hours later, sometime maybe a protein shake, and then 3 hours later, my chicken, broccoli, rice, and then other protein shake, or egg white again, and in little by little, and every night, red meat with a big tomato and carrots. I did that for years. It's very boring, but it's you get the good results if you eat the same every day.
Wow. I tell you one thing from what you were telling me about the diet during your time competing. It certainly, like you said, it wasn't the most exciting. It was pretty boring, but it took a lot of discipline for you to eat the same thing over and over again. Like you mentioned, for breakfast, you have your oatmeal and your egg whites, and then you had your protein and your carbohydrates. I got to ask you, did you ever have moments you was like, oh, gosh, I can't take this, eating the same stuff over and over again, even though you were getting ready for competition, you just like, oh, man, this is too much.
Yes, yes, of course, yeah. But if you want to be a champion, so you have to pass that. At the end of the contest, you're going to eat whatever you want. So that's always I put in that in my mind. And, of course, sometimes I want to get some cookie between my meals and that. But I never get anything in my house, just my regular meal. So at that point, if I have, if I want to look for some sugar, I don't have anything at home, just rice.
Wow.
That's okay, the only way you can, I think you can be, number one or most when you are already on the top five, you have to keep that level and you have to sacrifice yourself and do the best that you can.
Hey, you said the key word right there, sacrifice. And if you want to be anything in life, you definitely got to sacrifice in life. And also, you said it's all about you want to be a champion, you're going to have to pay the price. And certainly that's something you did for so long, and you had a longevity in your career and even still what you do today and just having your gym. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But several words that you really brought up that really caught my attention was the sacrifice and being a champion. And let's stay with diet for a moment. What does your diet consist of now? Is it pretty much the same thing, or do you have a little wiggle room in terms of what you eat?
Right now, I try to eat sometimes 4 or 5 times a day, and I don't weigh my meal anymore. So I just eat usually is veggies and a lot of fish and turkey. And egg white, sometimes I don't eat too much egg white right now. No protein shake, no supplements. So right now I eat very, very clean, but with I put some spices, some flavor, and nothing fried. So it's almost the same, but with more flavor. Less, not like before, so less protein, less carbohydrates, more veggies, and a lot of fruit. It's like that every day. And sometime on Friday, I'm going to eat with my husband churrasco or with fries. But it's maybe one time a month.
Oh, hey, well, you know, there's a saying that goes, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. And you know what, that's what it's all about, in balance. And that's certainly what you did during your time competing and what you're doing today. So, you know, that's very important. You know, people need to understand, you know, it's not, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. And you're allowed to do that. And I want to stay just with diet for a moment. You mentioned about protein and carbohydrates. Can you explain to the listeners what are the differences in protein and carbohydrates and how they work?
So the difference is that, you know, the protein is more to keep your muscle, you know, in good condition and that. The carbohydrate is for to get more energy to do your activity during the day. But I replace the veggies. I replace the carbohydrate for veggies because I don't want to gain too much weight. So I want to keep my body in like a 180 pounds. And then that's the reason I ate like a small portion of protein, small portion of carbohydrate during the day. I don't need too much protein right now. So I try to eat less protein and less carbohydrate. Everything is a small portion right now. So, but in each meal, I try to have all my macro during the day. And I like it the way, like, I don't need the carbohydrate right now. But I have other balance with the veggies and some natural fat and my protein.
All right, solid. And again, thank you so much for explaining the differences between a protein and carbohydrates. And while we're still talking about food, I always ask a lot of people in the arena that you're in, cheat meals. What were your favorite cheat meals after a competition?
After the competition, I love to eat pasta. But the problem is, And when you don't know the beginning, when you start competing and you don't know how your body's reaction after the competition, when you start to eat a lot of sugar, when you don't know that, you eat like crazy. You want to eat everything and you want to drink everything and eat and take and digestive enzymes to keep eating, and that's crazy. So after you learn, that is not the way to put that shock in your body after you do the diet for a long time. So I learned, and after the competition, I try to eat a small portion. If I like pasta or hamburger or pizza, I try to get a small portion like every 2 hours. So it's going to be the same as my diet at the time, but so a little bit hamburger. So before I get maybe 2 hamburgers plus the dessert plus the a lot of Diet Coke, and after that I couldn't move. So I recommend, like, after the competition, you have to go slow with your body, because it's very dangerous to put a lot of sugar in your body after the competition. It's not only the sugar, the dessert. If you put carbohydrate, the carbohydrate is the sugar. So, and just I recommend that, because I have a lot of problems with that at the beginning.
It's always interesting. I always ask different athletes about that, like, you know, cheat meals and things of that nature. They always have the typical pizza and, of course, pasta, which is what one of the things you mentioned. They also talk pancakes and ice cream. That's always the big thing. But you also talked about how sometimes that can be dangerous. You just want to eat everything in sight, and you just have to be very careful about that. And while we're still on the subject of food, I want to take it back for a moment. And from your homeland of Venezuela, and I was doing some research on some Venezuelan cuisine, and there's something that I looked up called an arepa. Can you explain to the listeners what an arepa is, and what do you eat it with?
It's arepa is it's like a wheat, like empanadas. It's almost similar to that, the same quality, and you can put you can put everything you want inside. So you open the arepa like a hamburger. So you open inside and put the cheese, or put chicken, or put red meat, whatever you want, cheese and ham, butter, and it's delicious. So in Venezuela, everybody take a breakfast with arepa. And right now, I made it, like, maybe one time a week. I got one for me. I love that. It's the corn. The corn is really good.
Sounds delicious. All of the great fillings that you mentioned with the beef, and also with the cheese and chicken and stuff. It's just, it sounds delicious. And of course, as you said, you like the corn version of it, which is sounds delicious. And you mentioned also about things that you currently like to eat. You mentioned something called churrasco. Can you explain to the listeners what churrasco is?
It's a churrasco. It's like a piece of meat, but they like a long meat. It's like in Argentina, they eat a lot that it's a red meat and make in the barbecue, but they have a lot of fat in the middle, and you can eat with yuca or fries or chimichurri. Chimichurri is like a cilantro, olive oil, salt, tomato, and you put it in the churrasco. It's usually made in the barbecue.
Okay, awesome. And you mentioned that it's popular in Argentina. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Is it popular in Brazil as well, and as well as other South American countries?
Yes.
All right, awesome. And certainly, hey, if you're listening out there, please make sure you get your churrasco and also grab an arepa as well. If you haven't had it yet, from the way Yaksani described it, it sounds delicious. And, you know, another important part of your lifestyle and the sport that you took part in is all about vitamins and supplements. What vitamins and supplements did you take to prepare for a competition?
A lot of amino acids, creatine, glutamine, multivitamin, L-carnitine, a lot of fat burner. So many pills during the day you have to take before workout, like a pre-workout, post-workout. And then I try to take one amino acid, like 3 times a day. Sometimes protein shake, but it's sometimes you take like 15 pills a day, maybe more. It's a lot of vitamins and amino acids because your bodybuilding looking a lot for to have the all amino acids in your body, you know, to try to keep muscle pump.
Okay, you mentioned about amino acids. Do amino acids, did it help in terms of building muscle or having your building the strength? What were the purpose of you taking amino acids?
The amino acid is the transport of the protein that you eat to the muscle. So that helps to put the protein in your muscle. And that way the muscle you can keep your muscle growth, or you can keep your muscle in the same size. You don't risk to lose any muscle if you eat well and take your amino acids.
Okay, and you also mentioned another supplement called L-carnitine. Can you explain to the listeners what L-carnitine is all about and what it does for the body?
Yeah, we use that to lose fat, to help with the lose fat, and take like it twice a day. In the process, when you have a cutting process, maybe I took that in the last 8 weeks of the competition. One in the morning and one in the afternoon. It's like a fat burner and accelerate your metabolism too.
Okay, cool. Thank you for explaining about amino acids and L-carnitine. And certainly, do you currently take any vitamins or supplements now, or do you rely strictly on training and diet?
No, right now I take only multivitamin and baby aspirin and flax oil and what else? Probiotic. And that's it. I don't take amino acids. I don't take anything right now. I try to clean my body for all supplement and that. So right now I try to eat very clean and don't take too much supplements.
There's two supplements that you mentioned, flax oil, and you also mentioned probiotics. Can you explain to the listeners about flax oil and probiotics and how the benefits that it serves the body?
Yeah, the flax oil is help a lot to you with your health and your skin, your hair, and the other one, the probiotics for your digestive system. So I take that 1 time a day, and then you can, you know, go to the bathroom every day, like maybe at the same time, like a regular time. And I recommend like the 1 time a day in the flax oil for you to keep your heart and for your skin and that. I recommend like 2 times a day.
Awesome. And again, thank you for explaining that. And certainly, if anybody's listening out there, definitely the benefits are so awesome for the flax oil and, of course, the probiotics. They definitely work. And I want to talk now about something that you had to work for a long time. And there's a saying that goes, if first you don't succeed, just dust yourself off and try again. And you tried for years to win that Miss Olympia contest, but in 2005, you finally did it. taking first place. But what was that moment like?
Was a very special moment, imagine. So I was waiting for that time for many years, and I was competing in one show for 9 years, and I never got the first place. And so after I won the Miss Olympia in 2005, was like a very emotional moment. And I wish to have more Olympia. But when I won the Miss Olympia 2005, and the same year I won the Arnold Classic 2005, so it was a very good year for me.
Again, congratulations on that honor of winning the Miss Olympia in 2005. I want to stay just with that contest, specifically that year for a moment. Did you feel pressure? I mean, there's always pressure when you're competing and being in competitions, but what was the pressure like just in terms of going up against competitors and trying to, I guess you could say, size the other person out and just knowing that you've done all you could do in terms of the training and the diet and just go out there and just do your best?
Yeah, so it's when you have a lot of competition like I, so sometimes I'm competing with 26 women in the same stage. And when I start to stay in the top five, it's really hard to keep your place, and it's very a motivation for you to keep on the top five and try to win, because everybody wanna beat you. So everybody looking for you on stage, so you always try to, you know, be in the best condition on stage. And get a lot of nervous because a lot of women's bodybuilding look on the same level than you. And it was like a very special for me, so impression and sacrifice, because when I wake up, I always think about it like, I have to look good, I have to do good. I have to be in the top five, So, and I feel that for many years. And when I start to win, so it's more pressure for me as an athlete, you know, to stay in the top five. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy at all. I mean, just competing in any sport and just maintaining at a high level, and certainly what you did during that year was definitely amazing, and again, congratulations on that. And I just want to stay with Miss Olympia as a whole. I want to ask you, what is it like backstage? Like, what's the atmosphere like when athletes like yourself and others that you competed against? You said there were 26 other women that competed, so definitely there's all sorts of stuff, a lot of chaos is going on. So what is it like just backstage preparing and getting ready for that competition?
When you stay in the backstage, it's, you know, it's your last moment to be prepared and to be ready to go on stage. And you saw like many women like you, and this almost this, you when I look at everybody, I look at everybody like, oh my God, looks great, or she looks great, she looks good. And always you get nervous, but at the end, I felt a lot of confidence with myself, because I always try to do my best presentation, and that way when I was on backstage, I tried to relax and be ready to my show. So and the last year, so when I was competing, I tried to be alone on backstage. And that way I can focus on myself and I don't try to look at anybody else. You know, sometimes when you have to wait a little bit, so you get friends with the other competitors and try to talk in a little bit about what we're going to eat after that, and then just to try to be calm.
Well, certainly you said, you always said you stayed focused on yourself and what you needed to do. As the late, great Kobe Bryant said, that you had that Mamba mentality, certainly competing and certainly during that year winning the Miss Olympia. And I just want to stay again with that contest for a moment. You mentioned that you had competed in exactly 9 of these competitions before you finally won it in 2005. And was it you not winning up until 2005, do you think it was kind of like more of politics that got involved in it, or is just the competition ferocious? What do you think the reasons were for that?
I think so, because I did 9 Jan Tana Classics, and I think I deserve to win at least one of that, because I always get in the top 3, and they never gave it to me the first place. And right now I think about it, and I don't know why. I look in the video, I look in the picture, and I say, "Damn!" So I never get the first place in that contest, and that's the reason when I started in 1989, I never stopped competing. I competing every year, because in my mind I always have to be Miss Olympia, to be Miss International. And then I won that big show, and I never won the small show like Jan Tana Classic, and I don't know why. So, and I did for 9 years in a row. And maybe, I don't know if it's political, or I don't know right now, and I don't even think about it right now, because it's the time passed. So I enjoy every contest that I did, and I'm very happy with myself, because I did a lot of show, and I complete my career as a bodybuilder, and I retired in the right moment. That's what I think.
Well, as you said, I mean, just with anything in life, and, you know, sports is no exception to the rule. There's always going to be some sort of politics in it. But, hey, you wind up getting your one Miss Olympia in 2005. So certainly that gives you satisfaction, you know, during your time in your career. And I just want to say just with bodybuilding again for a moment. We talked about the politics, which we'll get double back in just a little bit. But I want to ask you, in your opinion, what were the best things about you being involved in bodybuilding?
I think everything. I enjoy everything. I love competing, and I love to be in shape, and I love the transformation of my body. And like when I started my preparation, usually it's like a 12 week before the competition, and I love to see how the body can transform it. And every day you change a little bit. When you wake up, you see like some new line in your muscle, and this is amazing. So for me, I really enjoyed competing.
You mentioned when we talked about the best things, you mentioned about you enjoyed competing and you enjoyed how your body was being shaped. And you also talked about you enjoyed being on the stage, and you talked about your upbringing in Venezuela, where you talked about you did modeling, and also you did theater. Do you think modeling and theater from your beginnings in Venezuela, do you think that helped with your athletic career?
Probably yes, for my presentation, because always when I was on stage, I never practiced my routine. I always try to put in my mind the music, every bit of the music. And when I went on stage, I feel like this is my moment, and every movement go alone. Like, you know, when I do maybe front double biceps, and then I don't even know what is the next pose. And little by little, it was smooth, and do all my poses. Everything was great, and then the people asking me if I did class or something, and I never get class to be on stage to do the routine, and I think the modeling and all that kind of stuff, the theater and that, helped me to that, because I never feel nervous, and on stage I feel confident and I want to show, I want to stay more time that I have on stage all the time. So I think that helped, yeah, a lot.
All right, solid. And then I've got to ask you now, what were the worst things, in your opinion, about bodybuilding?
It's dangerous, because when you start competing as a pro and you, or even amateur, when you start as an amateur, you want to be a pro and you want to be better and better and better. And you know, to keep that, so you have to use a lot of supplement, a lot of stuff like that is not going to be good for your body. And at the end, as you know, a lot of people use without information or the good information, or if you don't have a good coach and you start to use a lot of things like you don't know what is the side effects at the end. Just because you want to be on stage in the good shape, you don't even think about it in your health, in your life. And you have to think like, this is only for maybe 10 minutes on stage, but at the end, so when you use a lot of stuff, you have to pay, you have to pay for the result. So that's the reason that, in general, I think that the people have to be careful what you're going to use and what is the reason to use and what do you want for your life, right? Because at the end, when you finish your career, so you want to be healthy. So I think so we have to be careful with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely hit the nail on the coffin in that one. Like you said, it's only a short amount of time that you're competing and you're being involved in a sport, and you just have to be careful. And people don't take the long term in consideration. They're only looking at the short term. And just thanks again for just bringing up that long, they bring it up short term, but most importantly, bringing up the long term. So thanks for touching bases on that. And you mentioned just about the long term in relating to bodybuilding, something that's impacted a lot of people for a long time is mental health. And I know that being in the sport that you were involved in, having to deal not only with the joys, but also dealing with the challenges of being in the sport and just being away from the sport as a whole, and just people in general dealing with mental health. I want to ask you, like, how were you able to deal with mental health during competition, while you were competing, and even post-competition?
When I'm talking about myself, I never have that problem. I always be concerned about everything. So I was competing, I was a mother, and I had to work, and I had to do my things besides bodybuilding. And I always treat everything right, so I never get depression, I never get stressed. Stress maybe, yeah, for competition, yeah, to get a little bit stressed, but I always handle that. So, and if I'm talking by myself, I never have that problem with the health. Never have that problem with that. So I always, when I competed, I did many things in the same time. So I wake up at 4 in the morning, I do my cardio, and then prepare my meals to go to work, and then I go to work, and then I go home, eating again, and prepare to go work again until night, or go to work out, and then the time passes, because you don't have the time even to think in small things. So you don't have the time, so the time to think is to do cardio, to work out, to work, and prepare your meals, and that's it. And the life passes like that, and you don't even notice.
I just want to stay just with mental health for a moment. You mentioned that you never had to deal with really in your life, you never really had to deal with any depression or any stress like that. But have you had like colleagues in the field that you competed in? Have they had their struggles with mental health? And if so, have you been there to help them and give them words of encouragement?
No, never, no. Never, no. And I never knew anybody with that. So always problem is like the people get a lot of nervous at the end of the preparation. And some people doesn't pay attention, like they pay attention only on the competition, and then you forget about everything else around you, and it's not the point, because you have to keep your eyes on your family and your work and your things, because it's not only a bodybuilding, it's not only competition in life. So, and I did that for many years, and I never had a problem. I always did my diet and happy, and I cook for myself, and I always, you know, prepare my meal like the best meal, even if I have to eat the same. And in my mind, I try to beat everything that I have to do during the day. So every day the same thing. So I never got that problem. So.
Yeah, certainly. That, again, mental health is something that people pay attention to, the physical health, which people train their bodies, but mental health is definitely very important, and you know, keeping your mind intact at all times. And certainly you've done a good job of maintaining that and not letting things get to you so easily. And you definitely have a lot on your plate. You're a gym owner. You're currently the owner of Rip Gym. Just tell everybody how the idea came about and how long you've been in business.
I've been in Rip Gym as the owner for 7 years. It's almost 8 years now, and it's a, you know, regular gym for not only for bodybuilding, just for everybody, and we try to have more regular people. More right now, we try to put the gym more as a medical gym, just to get the people in shape and good life and healthy and without use a lot of stuff, and try to even have a lot of teenagers, and try to make the people to work out in the natural way before you start to think about it, to use a lot of stuff and that. And the gym is very, it's not like a big gym, but it's in really good location in North Miami Avenue. And it's really good. It's a good business. But right now in Miami, they have a lot of gym now, so we have a lot of competition.
Wow, well, certainly. I mean, you said there's a lot of competition going on right now. Hopefully you can rise above it and hopefully stay in business and do what you need to do to keep Rip Gym open. And I just want to stay with the gym for a moment. What services does it offer? Do you guys have free weights and weight machines and other services? What is the services that the gym provide?
Yeah, right now it's like an old school gym. You know, a lot of old school machines. And we don't have class. We have only just a regular a private machine and light fitness. And right now they try to put like a one floor of the gym as a spa, you know, to get the TRT hormone and IV. And something like that, because my partner is a doctor, so he tried to put the gym as a medical gym. But right now we offer it just a old school gym and some therapy, and in the maybe in like a 1 month, if the spa is going to start it, because we're waiting for the permit of the city to convert in the medical gym.
All right. will certainly definitely, I'm sure that's going to be really awesome to have. The medical portion at RIP Gym is definitely going to be outstanding. Just what you and your business partner is going to continue to do, just expanding and just trying to make it better step by step. And, man, you heard it from her, Yaksani Orakim, man. Definitely a pleasure. And thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, where they can find RIP Gym, any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, Thomas. I use right now my Instagram, Yaksanita, and there's Facebook. It's Yaksani, ISBB, yahoo.com. And I'm staying in Miami. If you want to come to Miami and come to visit me, I'd be happy to invite you to my gym. Thank you very much for having me, and it's my pleasure.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. What's the address of RIP Gym in Miami?
It's 3430 North Miami Avenue, Miami, Florida.
All right, and you heard it from her. She's Yaksani Orakim, an athlete, gym owner, had a great career and still doing big things in her line of work. Yaksani, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. If ever you want to come back on the program, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
I feel very great. I feel happy. I did my whole career. This was my 15th Olympia. And I think it's enough now. It's time to leave the door open for the new generation. And I think I did my work very well. I coming back because they put him back the Olympia on stage, because 3 years ago I decided to retire. And then, so I get the races and finish again in Miss Olympia, and that's it. And right now I'm going to dedicate my time to my gym. I have a gym in Miami, a Midtown Miami, RIP Gym. So I'm on there for the gym for 5 years, so I'm going to put my all time right now on the gym.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches, beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closet specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
I was at the doctor the other day, and she prescribed me PrEP.
What's that?
PrEP is a daily pill I take to prevent HIV.
Oh, I think I've heard of that, but I didn't know it was for women.
PrEP is for anyone who is concerned about their risk of getting HIV. Women can take it too.
Why did you decide to start taking it?
I just love that there is something I can do to prevent HIV for myself. PrEP puts me in control of my sexual health. I'm glad I talked to my doctor about it.
To find a local health provider you can talk to about PrEP, visit cdc.gov/HIVtogether/prevention, and let's stop HIV together.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number 97.
Or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Yaksani Orakin, a retired professional bodybuilder and also the co-owner of the Rip Gym in Miami, Florida. Again, a big special thank you to Yaksani for appearing on the program and just giving us the insights on her career and what she's currently doing. And as always, until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.